As those involved in the abortion debate closely watch developments going on at the U.S. Supreme Court, SCOTUS, tension is rising over the expectation the court will overturn the Roe v. Wade court decision, 1973, that gave federal protection to American women and the right to choose to have an abortion to end an unwanted pregnancy. It now appears that SCOTUS is preparing to overturn that decision and put abortion rights into the jurisdiction of individual U.S. state legislatures. This is an issue because already there are 13 states that have trigger laws. Abortion is currently legal in every U.S. state, but there is a fear among some groups that this will change dramatically if the current law is overturned. In Sudbury, the news out of the U.S. has elicited differing reactions. Nicole Trudeau, a member of Sudbury Right to Life, said she was excited about the news out of the U.S. So, we're very happy about this development, especially in regards to the pro-life movement. We're excited to see that some states will be able to uphold the right to life. She added that she was pleased with the developments in the U.S. because she believes it signals a change in attitudes. For anywhere in the world, it's pretty exciting to hear that the right to life is going to be upheld. What we want is to save lives everywhere, Trudeau said. Usually, the United States and Canada are very similar in ways such as this. It could influence Canada to be in the same boat where the right to life is upheld here as well. We like to start where we can to change people's hearts where we can. So bringing that to anywhere in the world is fantastic. So that's why we're excited to hear about it. Trudeau was asked whether this signals a genuine change in attitudes among ordinary people or whether it is political interference. I think it could be a little bit of both. I think people are starting to see the right to life movement, especially with all the stuff that Right to Life is doing in America and even in Toronto, Trudeau said. I think people are changing their mind and really starting to think about it. And I think it could be influencing the courts as well. Also commenting was Sudbury Right to Life executive member, acting president, Mark Butler, who said he expects that if the current law is overturned in the U.S. that many states will choose to opt out of providing abortions. Butler, however, said he does not anticipate any change in Canada at this time as long as Justin Trudeau remains as prime minister. Butler said the PM is betraying his claim to be a Roman Catholic since no person of that faith could truly be in favor of allowing abortions to take place. The other side of the debate, a different take, was provided by the Sudbury Manitoulin Abortion Support Collective, SMASC, which issued a statement that the situation in the U.S. is concerning to all of us dedicated to supporting abortion access throughout the world. In a written statement, the collective said the volunteers who make up the group are standing together and say without hesitation, abortion access is a fundamental right. SMASC said all human beings have the fundamental right to determine what is best for their bodies and that limited access to abortion is a violation of bodily integrity and personal autonomy. We cannot stand by and allow for these fundamental human rights to be taken away, said the SMASC statement. The group stated that pregnancies will continue to happen, and abortions will continue to happen. SMASC that by criminalizing this, limiting funding and prohibiting specific healthcare only limits a safe and simple procedure to those who are wealthy and privileged, while harming those most in need of support. Our collective was pleased to see families, children and social development, Minister Karina Gold's comment that, should Roe v. Wade be overturned, Americans in need of abortion will have access to the procedure in Canada. If this becomes a reality, if the fundamental right to access abortion is limited for Americans, extending our support to help finance these procedures will become a priority. SMASC also noted that while the situation is currently in the U.S. there are powerful groups working to undermine the fundamental right to abortion everywhere. The right to essential health care is one which must be always guarded, even here in Canada. It may appear that Canadians have equal access to abortion care, but this is untrue. There are invisible barriers for many individuals in a variety of situations across Canada which limit abortion access, said the group. There are many collectives throughout Canada who strive towards minimizing these barriers, including financing out-of-province air travel and overnight accommodations. Geographic and financial barriers, as well as access to neutral physicians and supportive care providers, are primary concerns for such support groups, said SMASC. Len Gillis covers healthcare and mining for Sudbury.com.